Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Speak Sedra. The beginning of the Sedra, it says, Baber Alarin, Lemur, Ish Mizarachol, the Zeroysam, Ashiyah, by Mum, La Yikra. A Kohen who has a Mum shouldn't do the Avodah. Rav Hirsch gives one of the insights that someone who does Avodas Hashem should not give the impression of a lo yuslach, of someone who can't do anything else. They have a hunchback or some other problem. And somebody will say that the reason why he is doing Avodas Hashem is because he wouldn't be hired for any other job. So therefore, it is important that it is only the healthiest, the strongest, the one who represents Klal Yisrael in showing that the lives are committed to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Hebrew school that its administrators felt that the way to share, I wouldn't say share, the way to assist a child's personal growth is by exposing them to all the mishigasim in the world. Mm-hmm. And let the child choose. So they invited four rabbis to speak to them and give them their hashkot, quote unquote orthodox, quote unquote conservative, reformed and reconstructionist. And they, of course, the child then has enough sehel to know this is my derech hachaim. So therefore he has them cut. So the reconstructionist rabbi, whatever you call him, or her, whichever one it is, the reconstructionist says that he wants to impress upon them how logical reconstructionism is. Says, you know, we don't make Havdalah. And he's speaking to a so-called Orthodox Hebrew school. Says, why don't we make Havdalah? He says, because in the bracha, they say, there's a Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amen. He says, how can a person think of it? There's a difference between the Jew and the Goy? We're human beings. We're human beings. You can't make such a bracha. Right? So therefore, he's showing them how ethical and logical their approach to life is. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Hamachze Aveda Lekusi, there's a mitzvah Shavat Aveda, and there's a pasuk, Hoshe Keshivim Lachicha, who is fell out to a god. Says, Hamachze Aveda Lekusi, all of Hakosav Omer, the man's voice, Harova is Hatmeya Loyeva Hashem Slayachle. Hashem wouldn't forgive anybody who returns an Aveda to a god. If someone who adds a tzmeya to a rova, we'll soon explain what that means, Hashem won't forgive him. If you find an aveda, it is usur to return it to God. So this reconstructionist is going to get a heart attack. We have a halacha that is also to take ribbis from Yisrael, from a goy, smutzah to take ribbis. Right? So, what's going on? You know, we're ethical people, we're logical people, we all come from the same grandfather, We all come from Adam Arishan. Right? So what is the Kaddish Baruch Hu teaching me? Rashi and Ksuvit, in explaining the Isa of Hashavas Aveda, Rashi says, Shehishve Goyim L'chashivusan Shel Yisrael. Because this person is comparing a Goy to a Yid. The Kaddish Baruch Hu said that a Yid you return it to, I didn't say you return it to a Goy, you made it up with your own mind. And you with your own mind are comparing a Goy to a Yid. So lo yoy v'Hashem sloyachem. Hashem can't forgive you. Yannis and Eichel was living in a time where the Christians were forcing debate between their galochim and the leading rabbis. And we have a few tidbits of their debates that they had. One is that the galoch asked him, you see how hypocritical the Jewish law is, because there's a loch, it's halachan acharoi, right? You always have to follow the roi, and most of the world are Christians. They become a Christian. Which Rabbi Yonatan Eisen says, well, the whole din of roi is the mokum sofek. When you're in doubt, when there's no doubt, there's no din of roi. There's no din of roi. That was one debate that they had. Another debate they had, the Christian says, what right do you have to look down at the goy? That you can take interest from a goy, and from a Jew you don't. So he answered, because you take interest from us. You can take from us, so we can take from you. Right? So what does that mean? How does it mean? There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Does a goy have in law? Is a goy mechuyev to meishav aveda? The Talmud Gemara says somebody loses something that belongs to the government. They nationalize all industry. Right? Self-law. You're not mechuyev to return it. Certainly a chiyuv of hachrozah, you have to go and search for the person to give it to them. No such thing. No such thing. The din Torah is there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. You find something, you mechuyev to go, make an announcement, right, and say you found it. Anybody who would do it, anybody who would find money and chase after the person who lost it, it's a miracle. It's not done in the Goyish community. Not done. If a person doesn't do it, he's not looked down at. Which means, according to civil society, there's no chiyuv of hashavas aveda. People don't do it. And if you do it, they can give you a medal of honor. So therefore, if you want me to treat the goy in a normal way, I'll treat the goy in a normal way like the goy treats himself in a normal way. They take ribbis one from the other. That's business. They take ribbis from the Jew. Fine. Would you say that if I have a mitzvah to respect my father and mother, I got a mitzvah to respect you too? Can you have such a question? No, you understand. My father and mother are special. They're special. Father and mother. Keep it out of the aim. You understand it? Because Kaddish Baruch Hu has taught us that a Yid is special. A Yid is like a father and a mother. A Yid is not like a plain human being. Human beings, the way they treat each other, with Hashavas Aveda, with Riddur, it's fine. A Yid, I want you to treat differently. When a Yid loses something, you mechuyev to try to track him down and return it to him. A Yid, you have to go and assist him that he should be able to live, and therefore you can't take any ribbons from him. A Yid is different. Because what we're telling us, a Yid has a purpose in life that is higher than what a Goy has. Just like I have to be Mechabit of Koyim, a kohen has a higher purpose than a Yisrael. Because he is the one that's teaching me, he's the one that's doing Avodas Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching the world that not that I'm looking down at you, I'm treating you the way you treat yourself. I want you to look up to a Yid. Not that the Yid looks down at the Goy. But your father and mother you have to look up to. You have to look up to a Yid. Because a Yid is somebody special. When this reconstructionist comes along and he says, no, to me there's no difference between the Yid and the Goy. That's no difference. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what Torah is. He doesn't know that there's a Goyre, there's a Nivra, and there's an Amsegula, and the Amsegula has a purpose to do. And because they are an Amsegula, we have to treat them differently. Rock it says that even though it is also to be Meshav Aveda, and the reason is being because if you do that, Leman Tzvois Harovas Atzmeya, what does it mean? You're being Meshav and you're adding the Rova. Kaisi Revoya means it's full. Tzmeya means someone is thirsty. So Rashi says, what's Revoya and Tzmeya? He says, Ogoy is satisfied. If you're adding on the Rova to the Tzmeya, to Am Yisrael, who is longing to get close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo Yoyv Hashem Tzloyach Lo, because then you don't understand what life is all about. If you're going to add the Rava to someone who is satisfied and he's not longing for perfection, to the Tzmeya, to the Am Yisrael who is Tomei, then Lo Yoyv Hashem Tzloyach Lo, then you have no understanding of what life is, of what Am Yisrael is. But what if you're returning it, Dr. Rambam and Halacha, in order to go to Mekadei Shem Shamayim, that someone should see that a Frum Yid, that someone is a Frum Yid, that doesn't want to take your thing, you're not doing it to show that a Goy is like a Yisrael. You're doing it to show what a Yisrael is. And it's mutter to return it, and you should return it because you're being Mekadei Shem Shamayim. But if the reason why you're returning it is because what's the difference between a goy and a yid, then lo yoyva Hashem shloyach lo. I heard a beautiful mindset this week from the Shulana Rebbe. Shulana Rebbe was in Bergen-Belsen, I believe it was. It was the afternoon of Erev Chanukah, where three of the commandants came into the barracks where he was 100 or so men, right? And they came in with their black uniforms with the shiny buttons, and one of them had a white glove on because, you know, they're very fancy people, and they told them all to stand in front of their barracks, in front of their bed. And as they stood, the fellow with the white glove said, you follow me outside. And he followed them outside. When they walked outside, they heard screaming. The SS men were having enough fun of beating these Jews over the head. They weren't weak enough. And those that couldn't withstand the beating, they took out a gun and killed them. They heard the shot. That night was the night of Hanukkah. And I'm just light the Hanukkah menorah. There was no menorah, no oil, no wick. One of the inmates gave his shoe. Another one had some cooking oil from the kitchen. Someone tore some threads out of the prisoner's uniform. And they made a wick. Menorah, they lit, and the Shulana Rebbe made the brachas. They had 100 men surrounding him while he's making the brachas. And he makes the bracha on the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. He makes the bracha Shos and Yisim La'avotzeinu Vayomim Vazman Hazeh. Then he stops. And he paused for a while. And he looked around. And after a short period of time, he said, Shehafi Yomim Vitzimam. When this was over, someone who wasn't from walked over to the Skolena Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I can understand you're making Lachat Ner Shel Chanukah. Shos Nisan, I was saying this, I can understand. How can you say they're killing us, the next second we could be tortured, how can you make this law? To which he responded, he says, believe me, I had the same question. That's why I couldn't make the Shafiyami, and I quit. So I looked around, and I saw the hundreds or so faces looking at me, waiting for me to say the Shafiyami, wanting to be part of the mitzvah, of a mitzvah of Rabbanan, wanting to share in the mitzvah of Hanukkah, with all this persecution, with all of this tzar that they're going through. But they have this tzimoin to go be Mekayim a mitzvah. It gave me such a chizuk what Am Yisrael is, that I was able to say Shehafiyonu b'tzimoin. That I was able to say Baruch Hashem, I've lived to this point. I can see in Am Yisrael what an Am Yisrael is, what the longing of Am Yisrael is, what an Am Yisrael is with all of this persecution going on. Someone who wants to go and compare a Yid to a Goy, Lo Yehiv Hashem Shleach, he has no understanding of what a Yid is or what a Yid is supposed to be. Yid is a gem. He's supposed to be a gem. He could be a gem. Everyone would see Madre Gossam a gem. It is someone who is longing. I've told some of them, maybe I said it this week, the Valatanya says, Hoiko Tomei Lechula Mayim. If someone is thirsty, go drink water. The Valatanya asks, if someone is thirsty for water, you have to go and go drink water. He says, why do you going to say water means Torah? Because they mind my Torah. You're going to say, if you're thirsty for Torah, go learn Torah. Of course, go learn Torah. You have to ask me. I got to tell you. He says, Hoi Kol Tomei means someone who is longing to elevate himself to get closer because he's worthy. There's no other way to quench your thirst only through Torah. Not Hoi Kol Tomei Le Torah. If you're Tomei Le Torah, I don't have to tell you, go learn Torah. If someone is longing for self-perfection, if someone is longing for shleimus, and to get close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the only way to do it is the Chul Hamayim. Am Yisrael is a beautiful people. Baruch Hashem, you were born into a beautiful people. Enjoy it and be proud of it.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.